Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Isn't it Mute Wednesday? How are you? It's Mills on Radio 1. Thank you to Greg being official on the official chart update. Check all his videos. He's done loads. He's been so busy at bbc.co.uk/radio1. He's in North Wales with Chris Moyles all this week. Okay, Wednesday tea time starts now.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's take a call. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Thomas Alban.
Thomas, how are you today?
I'm brilliant, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. You buzzing?
Yeah, absolutely buzzing, can't wait, just like everyone else.
For big weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Where are you?
I'm in Bangor now.
Are you? What, are you studying there, or...?
I'm a student in Bangor University.
Who are you with, then? Who are you with right now?
My girlfriend, Fleda.
Okay, and she's coming as well, obviously?
Yeah, she's coming with me.
That would be bad if she wasn't invited on your ticket. What day are you coming?
Yeah. Didn't have much of a choice.
What day?
I'm coming Saturday.
Oh, so who do you want to see?
Can't wait to see MGMT, Faithless, all them.
Yeah. It's going to be a good day Saturday, and the weather is going to be quite lush as well.
Yeah, we've been told.
Yeah. So everyone in Bangor is buzzing for it right now, are they?
Everyone in Bangor, especially in J&J Halls, because that's okay. What I'm saying.
So who's coming from your lot, then?
A lot of people have tickets, really. Most of the gangs.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll see you on Saturday. Don't have a big night on Friday.
I'll try not to.
Yeah, whatever. All right, love you, bye.
See you, love you.
See you the weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ellie, who's 17 and in Cambridge, says, please could you play the girl who was shouting, where yesterday? Because my mum said it's really funny. It was quite amusing. I'll try and dig it out for you. Someone says, I see you were spotted hungover with big sunglasses on in Heat magazine. Yeah, I've got a proper bone to pick about that. I'm not drinking at the moment, and they said I looked hungover. Just because you're wearing shades doesn't mean you're hungover. But yes, I was in Warrington Golden Square with lots of shopping bags. That bit is true. James in Exeter has just finished his third year exams and his degree. Whoop! But there are so many people today who are in the middle of exam hell. Like Samantha, who is really bored at the moment and is revising for her hires. And just needs an it's all going to be fine. All right. It's all going to be fine. That's not just for you, Samantha. That's for everybody who is doing exams at the moment. Maybe you're sat there right now listening to Radio 1 thinking, I just want this to be over. You can do this. It's all fine. Here's Wing, especially for you.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are.
If you're doing exams, I hope this really helps.
There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know,
come on, everyone doing exams. Put your hands in the air and believe.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fear aside.
It's all fine.
And you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong.
If you're doing exams right now, you can do it. Good luck.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Well, I was getting a haircut today, thanks for noticing.
You have a haircut more than anyone I know, and every time you have a haircut, it still doesn't look any different. And your hair is only about half a centimetre anyway, so apologies that I didn't notice you'd had such a massive chop.
Loads of people on Twitter are like, oh, your hair's really short, why do you need a haircut for? Well, it's
Sorry, can I just say, your Twitter today is hilarious. Well, what was that one that you said? My plans for the day, and it was like haircut, tan, sushi, Radio 1, and then Marina and the Diamonds.
It's been a busy day. I had a meeting.
Like, you're a lady that lunches.
I am. That's what I want to be. Right, there's a bloke. Have you seen this bloke with a slightly weird hair that sits on the road in one of those posh places?
Have you seen him? Yes, and me and Ian, who works upstairs, he's my absolute favourite. We text each other every time we see him. He's like, oh, he's outside that one today. And he just goes and sits in different cafes up and down the road where we work.
Drinking champagne.
He has the best hair. I'm so jealous of his volume.
He's got kind of conical hair.
It's basically just, imagine if you get your hair and just like pull it out at 90 degrees to your head, all around your head.
Yeah. And high as well, like Jedward.
Loads of spray. I want to know what he does, but he must be loaded.
He's wearing a kind of suit off
smart
of...
Smart casual.
Yeah, smart cash, some chinos. Mm. And he's always drinking champagne in various cafes along the road. And that's what I want to be when I'm his age. Amazing.
He doesn't have many people with him, does he?
No, he's just on his own normally.
And sometimes he's chatting to someone at a different table.
Probably. I've never discussed this with you before, and I'm glad that you know who I mean.
Do you know what? Next time I see him, I'm going to go up to him and say, excuse me, do you mind if I sit down? Can we have a drink? Yeah. I feel like I know you because I see you every day.
And what do you do? Because you're in here every day. You got a job or what? I reckon he's loaded. Anyway, so I was getting a haircut today, and you know they offer you magazines to read sometimes. Mm. And I was bored playing with my phone. I'd sent all the messages I want to send. So I was like, oh, yeah, all right, cool, thank you.
How long does your hair take?
Well, it took a while. And often the magazines are quite out of date, aren't they?
Mm.
But that's fine. You read them. You've probably read the stories a million times before.
Always good when you get one you don't normally get.
Yes.
Like, I never read certain magazines, and then you get them at the hairdressers, and it's really good.
Sometimes a Grazia doesn't go amiss.
Do you not normally get that one?
No. What do you get?
Well, no, it's just because you're a man. I was wondering why you said that.
Oh, no, I read all those. Okay. I'm Closer, Heat, all that.
Mm.
But today, they hand me these magazines, and the head story in the magazine was Brad and Angelina meeting on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Jennifer Aniston being quite upset. How old is that? That must be
really old.
We need to look that up. That must be like 5 or 6 years old. That's like the oldest magazine I've ever read in a hairdresser or doctor's or dentist.
But did it make it... Had you forgotten the news? Did it make you just as excited as if... Because I keep all my old magazines, and sometimes when I can't afford new ones, I'll go back to like 2005, and it's just as exciting to read the old ones because you've forgotten all the articles and stuff.
Well, I hadn't forgotten that Brad and Angelina got together, no.
No, but like the other articles would have been good. No? Am I a bit weird?
You keep magazines?
Yeah, loads.
You?
And then you realise when the magazines are just reprinting all the same things from the year before's issue.
Where do you keep the magazines?
Well, just like in a magazine rack thing.
But why? They're out of date.
Because you can read them again.
Okay.
Saves you buying a new one.
Also...
I should donate them, really, to the doctor's surgery.
The one that doesn't speak tried to take some magazines along the other day to the... Was it the doctor?
Oh, maybe I'm not going to want to do that after this story.
And you, it's a bit like when you take stuff to a charity shop. You expect them to be like on Secret Millionaire.
Don't read the magazines at the doctor's surgery just in case they've got germs on them. I wouldn't go near them myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Bit like peanuts on a bar, is it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
People with ailments leafing through. Take a break.
Yeah. Oh, you never know what you're going to catch.
But he tried to take some along and you expect them to be really grateful.
What sort of magazines was he taking?
Well, no, you know, just like normal bit of Heat. Kind of thing. And they were like, Reveal, maybe? I know he likes Reveal. And and they were like, yeah, just put them over there. They weren't grateful at all. You expect it to be like when you take clothes into a charity shop and you want it to be people crying, going, thank you so much. Thank you for these clothes. We couldn't do it without you. It's like, here's my bin bags. Yeah, over there, please. Same with the magazines. Took them into a doctor. Like, my hairdresser would be glad of some magazines that aren't 5 years old telling about the story of Jennifer Aniston being really upset because Brad and Angelina have got together. But no, they just go, yeah, bung them over there, mate, cheers. No appreciation, see?
He'll be well annoyed. Next time he gets ill, he'll have read them all.
I know. Radio 1 Podcast. Katie's been on the text, and she's just read all about Britney and Kay Fed's wedding in an old Hello magazine. It's just like it's happened all over again. Aww. That went well, didn't it?
Oh, best in a curl.
It is. Oh, what's occurring on Wednesday? Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
How has your day been?
Yeah, good, not bad.
What have you been doing?
Just school and things, having lots of tips from my friends on what to do on the radio.
And what do they say?
Basically, Don't mention Ali G again.
Oh, yeah.
Have they got much radio experience, your friends?
Yeah, they've loved it. And they're all asking for shout-outs as well.
Okay, you going to do any of them?
Hello, everybody at South Wales.
Oh, hello, everybody in South Wales?
South Wales.
Oh, okay.
School.
Oh, right, good. And they told you not to mention Ali G. Do you regret that in hindsight?
Yeah, in hindsight, it wasn't the coolest moment of my life.
Wasn't it? The question was, if you could have anybody on What's a Carry, who would it be?
The biggest celebrity.
And you said Ali G. I know, but I put you on the spot, you know?
It would be cool, though.
Oh, no, you did it again.
Right. No, it wouldn't.
Let's play.
Oh, Bessina Kuro.
Right, do you remember Laura, who used to work on this show? One Night with Laura,
no.
Laura's Diary.
Of course I do.
Were you listening then, Rachel?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Remember Laura? She had a dirty laugh, didn't she? Now, we've got her back on to play some innuendo bingo with us. So what happens is we play Laura three clips of something that's happened that's a bit... And the question is... How many times would she spit out the water that she is nursing in her mouth? Out of three. Becky.
Three.
So
you gave a clue because you said she is quite... She'll laugh at anything, Laura.
Not always.
Okay, two.
Okay, so Becky says two. Rachel, out of three, says...
I'll say three, then.
You're going to say three?
Yep.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, Bessina Kuro.
Here's Laura. Used to be on the show, playing innuendo bingo. She's got water in her mouth, but how many times will she spit it out? Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Now it's time for some innuendo bingo.
Yes.
Got some water?
Yep.
Can I ask, have you had sugar today?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I had a Belgian biscuit.
Right. Because I was with you the other day and you had one Capri-Sun and you couldn't stop laughing.
I don't know why I'm like that nowadays.
I don't know what's happened to you.
I've changed.
Okay, here's your first bit of innuendo bingo from Fern Cotton. Take the water into your mouth, hold it. Oh, God, not again. Right, stop.
Okay.
Okay, think calm things. Too much sugar. And here we go. Here I come to save the day!
He did.
Stop! Nothing's happened! What? No, she's on the floor. Right, take this seriously, please. Here we go. Here I come to save the day!
He did.
Nothing, nor no one can keep us apart. Did he save the day?
No, but he beat off a Turkish hat man. Like...
Oh, I don't like this game anymore.
Okay. Next. Water, please. Let's go.
But the big thing I don't think we've quite clocked onto yet is that Nick Clegg has a massive package.
Oh, no. Stop taking such big sips of it.
I'm sorry.
And this one from TV's Bargain Hunt.
Well, there'd be lots of theories as to what you might use a little brush like this for, but my best guess is that it's a muff brush.
Oh, you've messed yourself again.
Every well-dressed woman at the end of the 19th century would have had a muff to keep her hands warm in during the winter, and she'd have used her muff brush to give her little muff a little dusting over.
And that was Innuendo Bingo with Laura.
Thanks.
Don't know what's happened to her, I really don't.
Amazing.
I know.
I love it that she's got a laugh for all eventualities. Like in the second one, she was going, hee-hee-hee-hee-ho-ho-ho.
And, the
and then the last one, she was like, ah.
You're not wrong, Rachel. You get the point.
Yeah.
Oh. Bessina Kuro.
Okay, next. You know, we were talking about Parry Grip, who's the bloke that does lots of songs. He just watches videos on YouTube and then sings what he sees. Parry Grip was the guy that did Bieber Eating a Twiglet. Bieber eating a twiglet. Bieber eating a twiglet. Bieber eating a twiglet. On a talk show eating a twiglet. And this one. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway.
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam. Oh. Bessina Kuro.
Now, we were talking yesterday about Parry Grip doing a new theme for Doctor Who. It wasn't the actual one. But what about if we went onto Stupid Street and played them Parry Grip's Doctor Who song and told them that that is the real actual one that they are now using on Doctor Who? My question to you. On Stupid Street, how many of the 8 people we spoke to would think it's a good idea to have Parry Grip's one as the new theme? Rachel?
Out of how many was...
8.
Four.
Four, okay. Becky?
Doctor Who fans are quite...
They're very serious.
Yeah, but then the people you speak to on Stupid Street might not be hardcore Doctor Who fans.
Who knows?
3.
Let's find out, shall we?
Oh, Bessina Kuro.
Oh. So, we played the Parry Grip Doctor Who song to 8 people on Stupid Street. We told them this is the actual new Doctor Who theme. Who thinks it's a good idea?
So, you're a Doctor Who fan?
Yes.
I'm going to play you a bit of the new theme tune, and then you just have to let me know what you think.
Right, okay.
Did you know there was a new theme tune?
I'd realised they had changed a little bit. I didn't know there was a completely new theme tune. What you gonna do? That's actually the new theme tune. What you gonna do? Mixed opinions, mostly opinions to the negative. I'm not too sure about it. No, I don't like it. Get rid of it.
No. Have you ever watched Doctor Who?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm just going to play you a little bit of the new theme tune. Okay. You let me know what you think. From the nearest world to the farthest,
he'll take you there in his darkest. Yeah, I think they should have stuck to the old, the original.
No, Doctor Who's a classic. It's ruining it a bit, I think. What you gonna do? I think it's pretty good. Seems to fit the show.
It's very catchy, it's very upbeat and contemporary.
Yeah, it's kind of science fiction-y, it's got that kind of vibe.
What do you think of the new Doctor Who theme tune? Do you think it works as the new theme tune?
Yeah, it's really upbeat and maybe they're trying to appeal to a new group of people.
Oh, are you a Doctor Who fan?
I am a massive Doctor Who fan, yes.
So, yeah, what do you think of the new one?
I love it, yeah. It's a lot faster and beaty. I like it.
So, as a classic Doctor Who fan, you wouldn't be annoyed by this?
I wouldn't be annoyed by the change. I'm all for the change.
Why change something that's been there for years already? We know it as Doctor Who, so why change it to that?
Rachel.
Was that 4?
Yes. 4 people thought that would be a good idea to have that as the new Doctor Who theme. Bless them. Get a point.
Bessina Kuro.
Okay. Final one. Rachel, if you could have anybody, any celebrity, on Oh What's Occurring, who would it be?
I want to say Ali G, but...
Just forget about the Ali G thing.
Why do you love him so much?
I don't know, it'd be funny. I don't know. Maybe Michael McIntyre.
What about you, Becky?
Ali G.
Okay, well, today... Oh no, what's occurring? Our celebrity guest is...
Hey, what's up, everybody? This your boy, Ayaz.
Ayaz! That was the next one you're going to say, wasn't it, Rachel? Yeah. You know Ayaz of these hits.
Yeah.
stuck on replay.
And Ayaz is here with us right now. Hi, Ayaz.
Yo, what's up, Scott?
You're right. It's good to have you on today.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. We're going to play your new game, aren't we?
It's my favourite game.
Excellent, okay. So tell us all about the game, please, Ayaz.
And this is Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy with Ayaz's little eye.
So it's a bit like... It's a bit like I Spy, only with Ayaz, right?
Brilliant.
So,
how did you come up with that?
It's really good. Say hi to Becky, Ayaz.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Ayaz.
You're looking extremely good today.
Oh, thank you.
Say hello to Rachel, please, Ayaz.
Yo, what's up, Rachel?
Hi.
You're looking fine.
Oh, thank you.
How can you see what she looks like?
Ayaz spies everything with Ayaz's little eye.
I bet he does.
He knows everything. So let's play the game.
And this is Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy. Ayaz Spy with Ayaz's little eye.
Okay, so should we do it, Ayaz?
Sure thing, Scott.
Okay, off you go.
Ayaz spies with Ayaz's little eye something beginning with the letter V.
Okay. Go on,
a
Becky.
Vase.
Nope.
Rachel.
A vacuum cleaner?
That was a terrible guess.
Uh-oh.
Victoria Beckham.
Nah.
A Victoria sponge.
What?
V. What else starts with a V? I don't know. Scott, help me. What else starts with V? Say something. A Volvo.
Ooh, close.
Oh.
Oh.
Rubbish.
Okay, Rachel.
I can't think of anything else.
Video.
Oh, that was actually what I was about to say.
Nearly.
Volcanic ash.
Nah.
No.
Oh.
Come on, Rachel.
A Viking.
What?
What? A Viking.
That's all I can think of.
Okay. Any more?
No.
Huh?
No. I'm all out.
You're out.
Same.
Okay. Do you want to know what it was?
Yeah.
No one's getting it, are they?
It's really hard.
Okay.
And the answer was Ayaz spied with Ayaz's little eye, vuvu horn.
Oh!
It was a vuvu horn, of course.
What on earth is a vuvu horn?
Got it here, look.
What is it?
There it is.
How did you not get that one?
How did you not get it?
That was so easy.
Well, to be fair, Ayaz, it's quite specific.
Nah.
There we are.
It sounds like the hardest instrument to play ever.
Ayaz on the vuvu horn that was just hanging around the office earlier. So, right, well, that didn't go very well. No points there for not getting vuvu horn. So Rachel wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done, Rach. So we'll speak to you tomorrow, shall we?
Okay.
Say bye to Ayaz, please.
Bye, Ayaz.
Peace out, Rachel.
Say bye.
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 See you later, Becky.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Becky's got to leave early again today. What time are you going?
About 6:45.
Now, I actually don't mind this time at all because I totally understand why you have to.
I don't really have to, but it's giving me the fear if I don't. Basically, I'm going to see Dara Breen tonight in Reading, and it starts at 8 o'clock, and I need to be there by 8 o'clock because I'm worried that if I get there at, like, 2 or 3 minutes past, I'm going to get that awful thing. He's just going to heckle me.
You know when you're going to see comedy and you really don't want to be at the front or be late? Mm. Otherwise, you know, it ruins your night. You've paid good money for tickets. Your night's ruined. There's someone there mocking you all evening just because you're a couple of minutes late or you're right at the front. That's why you never get seats at the front. Apart from if you're at one of my comedy, my flatmate's comedy gigs, like I was on Thursday or Friday last week.
Mm-hmm.
Fine at the front. He can't. He doesn't just deal with hecklers at all, so it's fine. You're
what
absolutely
were you shouting
safe.
This time?
No, I know that he's not going to pick on me because it would be unwise to, because I know too much about him, and I would just say it. So even though, like, there are certain times where he caught my eye, like, a lot during the show, I was like, you wouldn't even think about it or dare, because I just know a lot. And when you know a lot about the comedian, I think you've got a lot of ammo.
Well, I've got nothing on Dara, so...
Have you not?
I better be there on time.
Yeah. Where are your seats?
I don't know. Hopefully not in the middle of the row, because then I've got to do that thing of like, sorry,
excuse me. Sorry. Oh, and just people going...
Yeah.
Every single seat will go...
So I really can't be late, otherwise they'll shout me at something.
I can understand that. Okay, so you can going at 6:45.
Yeah.
And you're in row...
I don't know.
F.
I don't know.
In Reading tonight?
I'm not going to the one in Reading tonight. I'm going to a different one.
Whereabouts in Reading?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Is it the
There's
Hexagon?
Loads of theatres in Reading.
Hexagon?
Loads of theatres.
Is it the Hexagon?
Maybe.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You don't want
to... It doesn't really wash that there are loads of theatres in Reading, other than I think there's only one famous one.
That's the only one I know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, you don't want to... Oh, look at her! Oh, she's late! Well, what happened, love? Did you get dressed in the dark? Is that why you're so late?
That's rubbish. That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know what
they
would say.
That's why he's the comedian and you're really not.
Yeah.
What's happened, love? Did you get dressed in the dark? Is that why you're late?
I couldn't think of anything else.
Haven't you got a watch would have been better?
Haven't you got a watch, love? I don't know. I can't do the thing. Thinking of some more. No, it's not coming at all. It's not happening.
Oh, you're late.
Podcast. Bob in Stourbridge says, Podcast. Oh, do you want me to start again? No, that doesn't really work either.
Well, it does if he's already started.
It's not the best, though, is it, really?
Well, it's better than, did you get dressed in the dark?
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, it's Jay from Ipswich, mate.
Hello, Jay from Ipswich, mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. What's going on?
About a year ago, me and my mates from uni from Bolton went to saw Jason Manford in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And we had the most horrendous night. We turned up late, we were right at the front, and we heckled all night by Jason. And then we tried to heckle Jason back. Big mistake. The audience heckled us, and we had to move. We had to leave.
You got heckled by the audience?
Yeah, 250-odd people telling the four of us that we were all wrong and we should just leave and we're not funny.
Oh, no, the audience turned.
It turned on us, yeah.
That was so awful.
It was horrendous, yeah.
You expect it from the comedian, but not so much from the actual other members of the audience?
Quite. He's a good comedian, but the audience were not as funny and quite rude.
And you just had to leave?
Yeah, kind of quickly.
The cement. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Yeah, don't answer back if he starts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. This happened to Anna as well. Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
Well, I went to an intimate gig with the band called The Mongrels, and the Reverend and the Makers is in it with a guy out of Baby Shambles, who I love.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Reverend and the Makers, so I started heckling through because he started rapping poetry.
Right, so you started heckling Reverend off of the Makers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then he got the audience to basically chant me out of the venue.
Right.
And me and my best friend had to leave, but it was really packed and really intimate, so we had to, like... asked people to get out of the way. And then as we were going, everyone was pointing at us, saying, out, out, out. It was really embarrassing.
Awful. Just for, one heckle, was it?
No, the whole room was heckling, even the bar staff.
Oh, no, but you just started with one heckle, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of.
Right, okay.
It was after a few glasses of wine.
Oh, dear. Out, 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 out.
Yeah, it brings back bad memories.
How awful is that?
Yeah, but then I heckled someone again and got made to leave.
When?
Well, I went to this really weird village hall gig with my best friend Holly, again, who's a bad influence. And it was a guy I don't know, and it was really quiet, and obviously the villagers had gone. And we went along after a few glasses of wine.
Again, see, it's the
again,
wine.
Again, again. And the band did the first half, and we were kind of sort of talking, because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And her boyfriend winked at the lead singer, and I don't think she liked it. And then on the second half, the manager, actual manager, came on stage and said the band wouldn't perform unless I left. And so I said, well, I'm finishing my drink first. And he said, take it with you. So I got up in such a panic, embarrassed panic, that I left my coat there. And that everybody else in the audience started clapping.
So you were clapped out this time?
Yeah, I was clapped out.
God, you're a menace.
I'm a menace. I won't do it again. I've learned my lesson.
Keep away from Holly and from wine.
I will do.
Did you go back for your coat?
No, too embarrassed.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.